Okay, so good evening. So here we are in chapter 31 of Tanya, which we began last week, and we are now looking at page Mem, which on the English pagination is page 142, and we're just three lines down, V'achakach, and after that. Now, the point that it's talking about here, from the beginning of the chapter, what happens that a person, by thinking a little bit more severely about themselves, as it spoke about in the previous chapter, he sort of gets depressed. And surely we're not trying to get depressed. We're trying to be inspired in order to serve Hashem. But if you start thinking about this negative thing about oneself, and that negative thing about oneself, and I could have done that and I didn't, and I shouldn't have done that and I did, and that's the way we tend to think.
Yes.
And we can look at ourselves in a very negative way. So this chapter is to sort of comfort us in this process. And it says, you know what? In order to get rid of something severe and harsh, you sometimes have to use something severe and harsh. So we are really working at moving towards the light, at moving towards being inspired and being totally devoted to Hashem in a very positive and beautiful way. However, sometimes it does mean at a reasonable time, an appropriate time, to think about these negative aspects of oneself. And he suggests when one has actually got a physical problem which makes a person feel a little bit down, he says, you know what, change it. Instead of it being a physical problem, transform it into a spiritual problem and think about the spiritual problem. Use that opportunity. He's very orderly. Very, very kind of orderly way of approaching life and spiritual life and all the possibilities that a person has. So when there is this down, you know, it's like terrible weather and you can't go out, or something else has happened, you person lost their purse. All right, so they're upset. So change that physical, practical upset into a spiritual upset. And then, you know what? Ubazer, a few words earlier, just the beginning of that line. Ubazer, and through this, yipoteh me'atzvus mimilidish de'alma. Through this, you get rid of the sorrow about the worldly things. So now you're not worrying about the worldly thing anymore, the lost purse. Now you're worrying about the spiritual problem that I should have done that or I shouldn't have done that. But you know what? After that, you come to true joy. Now, this is a very beautiful changeover, that the person has been depressed about some practical thing. Skillfully, he has switched that over into a kind of sorrow about a spiritual flaw in his or her character, or in their, what they've done. But now that is being transformed into joyfulness. Now, how do we transform the negative thing into joyfulness? The hainu, that is as follows. Shezoit yoshiv al liboy. This is what one should present to one's heart. L'nachmoy b'keflayim, to give it consolation in a double way. Acha hadvarim v'emes ha'ela, after all the words and all the truth haniskarim la'el mentioned above, in other words, all the critical concepts you can find. And then le'mo l'liboy, then you say to your heart, you know what? Emes who came. It is actually true. B'li sofik, without doubt, sha'ani rochek ma'oid ma'Hashem, I'm actually very far from God, b'tachlis, very remote, u'mashukutz u'masuv, I really am low, I did all kinds of things which really were negative, and I should have known better. Ach, but, kol zehu ani levadi, all this is only me. Now, who is me? Hu haguf, that's the body. Im nefesh hachiyunish shaboy, with the vital soul, the animal soul in it. That's the me who did the wrong things. Aval nikol mokon, but nonetheless, yesh bakirbi, there is inside me, chelek Hashem mamash, a real portion of Hashem. Sheyeshnoi, which exists, afilu bakal shebakalim, even in the lowest of the low, there is a spark of God. Shehi nefesh Elokis, that is the divine soul. Im nitzu telukus mamash, with a real spark of godliness inside it. Hamalubashvo, enclosed in it, lahachayusa, to give it life. So, in other words, yes, I messed up. I messed up in this way, I messed up in that way. Oy, shocking, terrible. I've done the most awful things. But you know what? That's only that part of me. What's the real me? The real me is the divine soul with the spark of God.
So what are we, chameleons? That we can be one thing and we can be another thing?
That is a fascinating thing. That is the paradox of the human condition.
This is it. I can say to myself, I can be the caring and the most kindest, nicest person. And then all of a sudden, I can give a turn and say something really rotten. And you think, oh, how can a person do that? How can you be that? And then you can be really upset and sometimes do that. How can you do that?
Well, suspecting, Rini, that when you say that rotten thing, you're actually being a rotten person. It might be a very appropriate thing to say. But
Maybe I shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, but I believe that whatever you say, in your particular case, you know, it comes from a good heart. You don't mean anything negative.
I don't really mean any harm.
No, I know, but there are...
but I've got a wasp.
But there are people, there are people who, on the one hand, they're very sweet and nice and so on, and on the other hand, they can be terrible. And it could be that we would say that the sweetness and niceness comes from the divine soul, and when they behave in a horrible way, that's from their animal soul.
So we can be two different people.
Yes, we're two different people at the same time, all the time. We've got these two forces rattling around inside us. And we can switch from one to the other, and that is the paradox. You can have someone who's really beautifully positive and good, you know, 99% of the time. Then suddenly comes 1%, somehow...
Don't tell me what to do, and don't tell me what to do. You know what I mean? That's me.
Well, and we can get very angry. You know, we can lose it.
Well, I'm not really terribly angry. I'm not losing it, but just a bit.
Well, Rini, I think that everything that you say is probably very good and very positive.
The only thing is,
you get upset at certain situations, and maybe you're right to get upset at those situations.
Maybe. Yes, I think people do.
Yeah.
But it just shows that we are two different people.
Yes, we have got lots of different qualities inside us. Lots of different qualities. We're not just one style. We do have lots of different qualities. There are certain basic things where you could say a person has trained themselves and they've got some deep bottom line that is not going to go lower than that, and that is a very important baseline in their life. You know, like you would say, oh, he would never do that, you know. So now that is a reality. There is such a thing, and the point is to make that bottom line move higher and higher, that you know, what it is that the person will never do.
But this is it, you see, it's always been, no, I won't. No, I won't do that. I'm not going to do that. They tell me to do that.
Okay.
You see.
All right, so therefore the person says to himself, you know what?
It's true
that I have messed up in various ways, and I'm very upset about that. And it really makes me feel very remote from Hashem, so to speak. But That is only my physical self and my character, my animal soul. But inside me there's also divine soul with a spark of God, which is there, rak shehi bevchinas golus. But this spark of God, this divine soul, is in exile inside me. And so, and the, because it's in exile, what that means is it doesn't have power. It's not able to influence what I actually do. And so what is coming out, what I'm doing and what I'm saying, are a more external animal dimension. The imkein adaraba. And so on the contrary, kol ma she'ani b'tachlis harichuk ma'ashem, the more that I feel utterly remote from God, v'hatiyuv shikutz, and I really feel loathsome, hari nefesh elokish shebi, that means the divine soul inside me, begolus godol yoseh, is in an even deeper golus, a deeper exile. V'harachmonus alei gedoyle ma'oid, and the rachmanus, the mercy that one should feel on this spark of God inside me, is immense. The worse that I've been, the greater the rachmanus, the mercy that we should feel, that I should feel for my spark of godliness, my divine soul. V'lezeh, and therefore, osim kol magamotzi, I'm going to put all my desire, v'cheftzi, my wish, lohitzia, to bring that divine soul out of his exile, ulaha loisa, to bring her up, to elevate her migoluzeh from this exile, ulahashiva el beis avia kin ureya, to bring her back to her father's house like when she was young. Now, in other words, the divine soul, when it was young, before I was born, my divine soul was under the throne of glory of Hashem. And it was very close to God. Koidim shenislab shabukufi, before it got enclosed in my body. Shahoysa nichleles ba'oiro yisbaruch, then my divine soul, each one of us can say, was included in divine radiance. Umyuchedes imoy, and unified with God. Betachlis, totally. So I am going to try and help my divine soul regain that state by acting in the right way and learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs, and all that is going to help my divine soul. We're up to the words of Vagam Ata. Vagam, that's right. That's it. Vagam Ata Kein Hu, Kein Tehei Klula. And so now too, in the same way, my divine soul, each one of us can say this, is going to be included, umyuchedes boy, yisparuch, and unified with Hashem. Kusha'osim kol magamosi, when I put all my effort, but Torah or mitzvahs, in learning Torah, keeping mitzvahs, lahal bishvahem, in order to enclose in Torah mitzvahs, kol eser b'chinaseya, all the 10 qualities of my soul, kanal, as I mentioned, as was mentioned above in Tanya, that all the 10 aspects of the soul should be enclosed, the mind in thinking about Torah, and the emotions and different aspects of the soul, all involved in Torah and mitzvahs and doing good things. And that's what I'm going to try to do. And that, so the person thinks that, and even though there's this terrible dark cloud and all this different thing that they messed up in different ways, they're able to say, look, that happened, but now I'm going to try and do this. That happened because of my body and my negative, my negative dimensions within me, but there are also infinitely positive dimensions, and I'm going to bring those out now. It's very, very interesting, this way of looking at a person, because the normal tendency for people is that if they've done something wrong, they get incredibly depressed. And the effect of that, as it said earlier in Tanya, is that they start doing more wrong things, because they think, what's the point? I'm such a bad person. Look what I've just done. I've just done this terrible thing, so it doesn't make any difference what I do. I might as well do that other terrible thing, and then I'll do a third terrible thing. And worse and worse. Whereas what he's saying is, no, yes, there's a part of you which did something terrible, but there's another beautiful part of you hidden inside you if you don't see it yet. It's actually there. It's very beautiful, and you might be aware of it all the time anyway, and it might be very close to the surface. Or befrad, and especially the mitzvah's tefillah. He suggests a very beautiful idea in the mitzvah of davening. Litzoik el Hashem, to cry out to God, but tzalo in its pain, the pain of the soul, migoluso, from its exile, begufi, in my body, hamashukutz, which does not always behave well, lohoitzio mimaske, to bring the soul, my soul, out of its prison, uladov kabo yisbarach, and to cleave to Hashem. Vazuhi prinas tshuva maisim toivim. That's what's meant by the idea of tshuva, repentance and good deeds. Shehi maisim toivim, what are the good deeds? They are the good deeds she'oise, which he does, kedei lahoshiv chelek Hashem, in order to return his portion of God, l'makoyle v'shoshe d'chol almim, to the source and root of all the worlds, the infinite, Hashem, Ein Sof. V'zois ti'avodasoi kol yomov. This is what a person should do all his or her life. B'simcha rabba, with tremendous joy. He's simchas ha'nefesh. That is the joy of the soul. B'tseiso mehaguf, when it leaves the prison of the negative aspect of the body, hamasuav, which has got all kinds of negative problems. And when it says body, it means everything in us which is selfish. That's the thing about the body. The body wants to be comfortable, and basically doesn't care in itself. The body doesn't care about anyone else. Sometimes people train their body, like a mother. A mother often cannot be comfortable if her child is uncomfortable. She's not interested in her physical comfort. She wants the comfort of her child. And it's possible for any person to train themselves to be sensitive to another person's pain. But that's a matter of training. And the body in itself is selfish. The body in itself just wants its own comfort. It's self-directed. And the divine soul is trapped in the structure of the body. So what one is trying to do is help the soul escape from this prison, v'shova el beis avia, so that it, so to speak, goes back to its father's house, kenoreh, like its youth, v'shas ha'toyra v'avoida, and it achieves that, not, God forbid, by leaving the body. We're not talking about the soul leaving the body at the end of 120 years. We're talking about now, in life, healthily, happily, b'shas ha'toyra v'avoida, the time of learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs, and serving God. As the sages say, Liyos kol yomav b'tshuva, a person should be all his or her life in a mood of tshuva, a mood of repentance, which means the repentance, the turning back of the soul and reconnecting with God. And it does that by the fact that we learn Torah. At this moment we're learning Torah or doing a mitzvah. Ve'ein chasimcha gedoyla, and you can't imagine, there's no joy so great, like someone going out of exile, v'ashivya, and captivity, k'moshel ben melech. Now there's a famous Hasidic parable, which we find a lot in early Hasidic books, and here it's being mentioned, it's being referred to here in Tanya, like the image of a prince, shahoyo b'shivya, who had been somehow caught and put in captivity, v'toichen b'veiso asurim, and he is grinding, he's being forced to be in this prison, and they've tied him to millstones, and he has to walk round and round, and the two millstones are going round and round grinding the wheat. That's what he has to do in this prison that he's in. Umanuvel ba'ashba, and he's all dirty and he's all surrounded by rubbish, and that prince is suddenly rescued. Vayetze lechovshi, and he goes out free, el beis oviv hamelech, to the house of his father the king. How wonderful. That's a tremendous joy. when the prince is released in this way. Sometimes it's spoken, the soul is spoken of as a prince. Sometimes the soul is spoken of as a princess, like this famous story by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov about the lost princess, and that by finding the princess, that's like the divine presence, the Shechina, and in this image, the soul, finding this our inner point of godliness, which is inside us, but it is trapped in all kinds of negative things. Even though the body in itself has not yet been trained out of its negative behavior or habits. A komosha kosa b'zoya, as it says in the Zoya, that the body can have a very, very negative aspect. The nikra mishcha dechivya. It's called, now the Hebrew word, the Aramaic words are very sharp, the skin of the serpent. The serpent in the Garden of Eden caused evil to come into the world. And there is a sense in which the self, it's the self of the person. Now the self relates to the body, it relates to the character, it relates to the animal soul, it's the ego, it's I. And this quality of I and the self, this can be something really, really negative. And it hasn't been transformed. Ki mahusa va'atzmusa shel hanefesh ha'bahamis. Because the real essence of the animal soul, lo ne'epach l'toiv, has not been changed into good, likalel b'kedusha, to be included in holiness. So the animal soul still has all its negative qualities. Mikol nokon, nonetheless, tika nafsha be'enov, enjoy the preciousness of your soul. One's soul, we should realize how precious it is. Lismoyach b'simchosa, and we should rejoice, and it, in its rejoicing, yoseh mahaguf hanivzeh, much more than worrying about the negativity of the body. Yes, it's true, the body has got negative qualities, and it did negative things. It did something very upsetting, whatever it was. Shaloi la'abev levalbel, but we shouldn't let the mess-ups, the problems that the body and the animal soul caused, we shouldn't let that confuse, mix in and confuse simchas hanefesh, the joy of the soul. We shouldn't let the joy of the soul be confused by be'itzvo naguf, by the sorrow of the body. Now here we have a picture of a very interesting, it's a way of thinking. It's a way of thinking of being critical of oneself, of seeing what is negative and flawed, and of not letting oneself be got down by that. And of saying, you know what, that's true, but on the other hand, I've got a divine soul and I'm going to work on the positive. So one looks critically at what kind of a person one is and what one has been doing. And you evaluate the day. This was good, that was good. Oi, but that was terrible. How could I have done such a thing? What a terrible thing to do. And you start worrying about what a terrible thing. You start worrying about what such a terrible thing. Okay, that was terrible. Now let's look the other side. Inside the person is a divine soul as well. The divine soul is hidden away. It's in exile. But we're going to find that divine soul. We're going to do things which are going to revive that divine soul and bring it out of exile back to its father, the king. And that is what we do by doing positive things. Okay, I messed up today. You're absolutely right. But now I'm going to learn a bit of Torah. Now I'm going to give a little bit of tzedakah. Now I'm going to help the lady next door. I'm going to phone her up, or I'm going to go around and see if she needs me to go shopping for. You know, I'm going to do something positive. So that is the beautiful message in this pattern.
Okay. So in other words, what we're trying to say is that really we can make a prison for ourselves with a moat and a drawbridge, and we've got to get out of that.
Mm.
And we have to find a way out of this prison that we can make for ourselves.
That's and, a very beautiful. And how do we make?
How are we going to do it? Again, tell us.
By a simple practical action of doing something good, doing a mitzvah, learning something, giving tzedakah, helping someone.
Sorry to interrupt.
And do you think that helps to make it right?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know what? Does this all go in?
Go on then. Go on then.